Year 70s Christmas Play 2015, Adana, the Mythical Bird. Once upon a time, in the faraway kingdom of Burbania, the king lay ill. His condition was so serious that everyone feared he would die. Doctors, young and old, from places far and near, came to cure the king, but failed. "My Majesty, I am the greatest doctor in the north. I am here to cure your ailment, my king." "This is impossible, my highness. I failed to diagnose your illness."
"My king, we have still one doctor who has come from the east."
"My king, I am the greatest doctor from the east. With my skills and knowledge, I can help to alleviate your sufferings." "I am sorry, my king, but I am not the doctor you need." In that night, the king dreamt that he would be well again. Quickly, he summoned the queen and his three sons. "My dears, I had a wonderful dream. In my dream, a lovely lady appeared, saying over and over again, 'If you wish to get well, my dear king, let the Adana bird come here to sing.'"
"Do you mean the Adana bird of Mount Tabor?"
"Yes, the magic Adana bird of Mount Tabor that is known all over the kingdom." "But how can we bring the Adana bird to Mount Tabor here?"
"It has to be captured and then brought to the palace. That's what the lady in the dream said."
"We will get the coveted bird, father."
"Thanks, my sons, but I cannot allow all of you to leave at the same time."
"Being your eldest son, I beg you to let me get the Adana bird of Tabor."
"I give you permission to go, Pedro. May God bless and guide you on your journey."
Prince Pedro rode many days over hills, through forests, and he crossed many rivers until he came to Mount Tabor, where, while he is resting, he meets a hermit.
"Young boy, I am very weak and hungry, and I need some food. Would you mind to share your precious piece of bread with me?"
"No, I cannot give you anything. Get out of my way, you disgusting creature."
The prince continues his journey until he reaches the tree of Piedras Platas in Mount Tabor. He could barely believe his eyes when he saw the tree with sparkling silver leaves. He never suspected that this was the very tree in which the famous bird was accustomed to pass the night. Soon he heard the flapping of wings. A multicolored bird, more beautiful than a rainbow, alighted one branch of the sparkling tree. It flapped its wings and began to sing the first of its seven songs. Meantime, when Pedro had not returned after a long, long period, the king and queen of Burbania became anxious.
"I'm worried about our son, Pedro. He has been away for a long time. Could it be that some harm has befallen him? I have nightmares about Pedro's misfortune."
"Trust in divine providence. Our son will be protected from harm."
"I will never have peace of mind until I see my son Pedro again."
"May I go to Mount Tabor, father? I'll look for my brother and catch the Adana bird."
"No, Juan, you are too young to undertake such a perilous journey."
"Then let me go this time, father. Being the second eldest, I can take care of myself."
"It may be wise to permit Diego."
"You may go, then, with my blessings, Diego. Take good care of yourself, son."
The second son also set out in search of the same bird. In his way, he met a hermit.
"Son, I am too old enough to cross that river. Can I ask a favor to help me cross that river?"
"But I don't want my expensive robe to get wet and dirty. It is better to wait here and wait for someone to help you.
The prince continues his journey until he reaches the tree of Piedras Platas. He sat under the enchanted tree, admiring its glistening silver leaves, when suddenly he heard a flapping of wings. The sight of the many-colored Adana bird filled him with wonder. After a while, the bird began to sing such a sweet, sweet melody that Prince Diego was lulled to sleep. Prince Diego, he too was turned to stone. Meanwhile, in the kingdom of Burbania.
My queen, is there no news of Pedro and Diego yet?
None, my beloved. I wonder what has become of the two princes. I should not have given them permission to undertake such a dangerous adventure. I had a premonition that both of our sons are dead.
And I, the king, have sent them to their doom.
Please don't blame yourself, father. Besides, are we sure that they are no longer living?
I can't endure this uncertainty any longer.
I may be young for my years, but I am strong, father. I am hopeful that I'll find my brothers and bring home the magic Adana bird too.
Our son, Prince Juan, is wise and kind. God will surely protect him.
I beg you, father.
Go then, my son. May God guide you and preserve you for our kingdom.
Early the next morning, Prince Juan started on his perilous journey in search of the elusive bird. At the bank of a river on the foot of Mount Tabor, he met a ragged old man who seemingly wanted to cross.
"Greetings, old man. Do you wish to cross the river?"
"Yes, indeed, but my knees are wobbly and my muscles are stiff. I cannot cross alone."
"I'll help you, mister. Now, get on my back." "Ah, here we are now, on the opposite shore, mister."
"Thank you, my son. But you look so tired and hungry."
"There is some bread and cheese in my bag. Let's share my poor fare under this shady tree."
"Thank you very much. I am weak from hunger."
The old man was impressed by the virtues and good manners of the young prince, and knowing the mission on which he had embarked, he put Prince Juan on his guard against the treachery, intrigue, and cunning of the famous bird. The old man spoke.
"One good turn deserves another. I know where you are going, son. However, your task is difficult and you need help. When you arrive at the top of the next mountain, look for a little stone hut where a hermit lives. He will tell you what to do. But before that, in your way, you are going to meet a group of dwarves. They are going to help you to locate the hermit."
"Thank you very much, mister. I cannot tarry much longer. Good luck, and may God be with you."
Just as the old man said, Prince Juan saw a group of dwarves.
"Ahem! And who are you to disturb us?"
"I am Prince Juan from the kingdom of Burbania."
"A prince? From the kingdom of Burbania?"
"Indeed. I have a mission."
"A prince with a mission?
Ha ha ha. The king, my father, is severely sick, and only the mythical bird Adana can cure the king."
"Your mission is not easy, young boy. The Adana bird was full of mystery.
A friend told me that you can help me find the hermit. I believed that you are one of the sons of King Fernando. And yes, we know where the hermit lives. Because our father's kindness to us, we are going to help you.
We are all in danger if we are going to help him in his journey, leader. And besides, what are we going to do with the gold?
Forget not the king of Burbania. His father's sacrifice his father sacrificed for us long time ago to preserve our ancestry. He delivered us and helped us in the great famine. I did not forget that time when we almost died in famine. We are going to help the prince for the king's sake. Long live the king!
King Huan continues his journey with the dwarves, and as the old man says, they saw a small stone hut. An old hermit greeted him cordially as if he had been expecting Prince Huan.
Welcome, son. Your coming has been expected, so I have prepared a meal for you. We must dine before the start of your journey.
Thank you. I am almost famished.
It took them some time to finish their meal. After eating, the hermit gave Princess Huan full instructions.
Listen, son. Yonder you'll find a tree with silver leaves. That's where the Adana bird stays all night. The bird will sing 7 times, and with each song it will change the colors of its plumage. After singing the last melody, it will go to sleep. That's just the exact time to catch the magic bird. But it cannot be caught with your bare hands alone. Here is a golden cord to bind the bird's legs. No other cord can serve the purpose.
Thank you so much, good hermit. With God's help and yours, I am ready to go.
No, not yet. The Adana's song has a magic spell. It lulls the hearer to sleep. Be sure to keep wide awake, or else you will turn into a stone.
I'll try very hard not to sleep.
Take these 7 small lemons and this knife with you. Then, after each song, make a cut on your arm and squeeze the lemon juice over the wound. The pain will keep you awake.
Thank you for your advice. The Adana bird will never find me napping.
You may go now, son. But wait, here is a dipper. Beside the tree, you will find a well. Fill this dipper with water and pour it over the 2 big stones under the silver tree. Your petrified brothers will be brought back to life. May God bless you and help and keep you safe on your journey home.
Thank you very much, kind hermit. Goodbye.
Prince Huan climbed Mount Tabor. Eagerly under the silver tree, he waited for the Adana bird. Soon he heard the flapping of wings. Looking up, he saw the lovely bird, which at once began to sing. Prince Huan could hardly keep his eyes open as he listened. Remembering the hermit's advice, however, he quickly made a cut on his arm and then squeezed the juice of a lemon over the wound.
The pain kept him wide awake. When the song ended, the bird flapped its wings and its colors changed while it sang. 7 times Prince Huan made a small cut on his arm, and in the way he managed to keep awake the whole night. Just as the hermit had told him, the Adana bird allowed its droppings to fall after the 7th song, and then it closed its eyes and went to sleep. Stealthily, Prince Huan climbed the silver tree and bound the bird's legs with the golden cord. Carrying the bird, he filled his dipper with water from the little well and poured it over the 2 big stones under the tree. In an instant, the 2 stones began to move and assumed human forms. Prince Huan recognized his 2 long-lost brothers, Prince Pedro and Prince Diego, standing before him. He could hardly believe his eyes until they spoke.
"Why are you here, Huan? And you too, Pedro?"
"I fell asleep."
"So did I. I woke up just now. But look, what are you carrying, Huan?"
"It's the Adana bird."
"Indeed it is. When and how did you catch it, Huan?"
"Let's hurry home, my brothers. The king and queen, our parents, are greatly worried about it."
"Had I not fallen asleep, I would have caught that bird."
"I would have caught that bird as well, too."
"Come, let's tarry no longer."
The 3 brothers were soon on their way to the kingdom of kingdom of Burbania. But Prince Diego and Prince Pedro were envious of their youngest brother's success. Prince Pedro had a plan, and what an evil plan it was. Listen, Diego, let our Juan go ahead. I've a secret to tell you. What's on your mind, Pedro? How can we face the king and queen? We have failed, and it is the youngest who succeeded. What a shame for both of us. Something must be done to save our honor. What are we going to do? We must put Juan to death and take the bird home ourselves. Kill our brother? That's the only way to get rid of him and redeem ourselves. We can't stain our hands with our brother's blood. Why don't we beat him up and break a few of his bones? Then we can leave him here. That's a better plan. Come on, let's go after him. Prince Diego and Prince Pedro beat Prince Juan because of envy. After getting the Adana bird from their unconscious brother, they rode back to the palace where the king and the queen anxiously awaited them. My sons, we are glad you have returned. But where is Juan? He went to look for you. We haven't seen our youngest brother. I know nothing about Juan. Is it possible that some misfortune has befallen him? Poor Juan, I shouldn't have allowed him to go. He is too young. Father, be of good cheer. My brother Pedro and I have brought the Adana bird, which has the power of making you well. Let us forget Juan and listen to the song of the Adana bird. Sing at once, Adana bird, and bring the king back to health. I command you to sing, Adana bird. The king is waiting for your sweet song. I have my doubts that you have brought the Adana bird. Of course, this is the Adana bird, father. This is the Adana bird from Mount Tabor. My son, this bird doesn't look so pretty as the bird I saw in my dreams. In your dream? A beautiful bird sang in your dream? Hush, the Adana bird is speaking. Your Majesty, I am the Adana bird of Tabor, but I feel so miserable that my heart is almost breaking. That's why I refuse to sing. Why do you feel so sad, my dear Adana bird? Because your son, who captured me, now lies unconscious and helpless on the road. Which son, Adana bird? The Prince Don Juan? My youngest son captured you? Yes, your brave and kind son, the Prince Don Juan, succeeded where Prince Pedro and Prince Diego failed, and these two wicked princes would have been dead. By Prince Juan, they were both saved. That's not true. We have not seen our brother Juan. What have you done to your youngest brother? Tell me the truth. What has become of Juan? I know nothing. I haven't seen our brother since I left the kingdom for Mount Tabor. They are liars, your eldest sons, O king, for they beat Prince Juan and abandoned him, bleeding in the lonely field. How could you do such an evil thing to your brother? You shall be punished for his misdeed. Soldiers, bind them and take them out of my sight. Someone is coming. But who comes here? Our son, Juan. I have returned, father. I have returned safe and sound to your kingdom. Divine providence must have brought you safely home. These two brothers of yours would have been punished hadn't you arrived in time. Your Majesty, I told you nothing about the truth. I should ask Prince Juan if I were you. Speak up, my son. What have your elder brothers done? They beat me until my bones were nearly broken. I owe my life to the old hermit of Tabor who revived me with the magic herbs. Forgive us, father. Forgive us, brother Juan. Miserable wretches. Wretches, how can I ever forgive both of you? O king, have mercy on your erring sons.
Father, I beg you to spare my two brothers. After all, the Adana bird is here, and I have come back safe and sound.
And now, your majesties, I will sing very sweetly to cure the king of his strange malady.
The end.